בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני בשבת קודש. Today is Kaf Vav Bishvat לסדר תרומה. Starting מאמר דלת, אהבת ישראל, אהבת חברים. אהבת חברים היא מצווה מן התורה. Now, over here when he says חברים, doesn't mean only loving your friends. That's, you know, it's not only good to love and be close to your friends and being clicky. That's something that the Torah says is tameh, because that one of the alfot tameot in the Torah is the chasida, right? Yeah, you know the stork, the one, it's the bird that the goyim like and brings a baby, whatever. The Torah says that's an oftameh. Why? Shemitchasedet im chavroteha, because it only does chesed with its immediate circle. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is. That's not the midah of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael doesn't only do chesed. You know, it's not a Moroccans do chesed with one another only, and Mashadis only chesed with one another. That's treif. That's bitul mitzvat aseh min haTorah. Ve'avta le'racha kamocha, avat Yisrael transcends all of these galuyot. You understand what I'm saying? All these other things are celebrations of galut, celebrations of places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu flung us to the four corners of the earth, where we were exiled and massacred and tortured and mocked and mimicked. But I am kach. That's a wonderful celebration of your torture. Now he says, right, Gilad? That's basically what it is. Galut, instead of celebrating and preparing ourselves for Geula, we keep on being fixated and celebrating Galut. Let's celebrate Galut. You have what I'm saying? Let it go. All these things are dumb. It's good to have minhagim, v'zeh, akol beseder. It gives you a sense of identity, that's great. But you're not that. Your first and only allegiance is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'torato HaKadoshah, which then extends to Am Yisrael, al kol gedotav. Any creed, any color, any geography, any culture, it's all part of Ahavat Yisrael. Perspectives. That's why I don't like, you know, different places, different they have blank bikur cholim or blank gemach. What does that mean? You're gemach for all of Am Yisrael. You're bikur cholim, you're gemilut chasadim for everybody. Shene'emar, ve'avta l'ra'acha kamocha, v'davar ze lo ba levad, tzarech la'avod alav. See what he's saying? You got to work on Ahavat Yisrael. Because, you know, naturally, you like the people in your immediate vicinity, the people that you know, the people that you associate with, the people that you share common things with. It's much easier to love and respect such people. But if people are a little bit different, they come from a different galut than yours, you know what I'm saying? They celebrate galut differently. Then it becomes a little bit more difficult to connect to them. You know what I'm saying? So, they got flung a little bit further than you. Saying, we all started out in Eretz Yisrael. That's home base. That's the headquarters. And then depending on our avonot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu flung us to further corners of the world. Have you read this book? My own type of people is Jews. You see how me and Gilad get it off? Like, I mean, we're both kind of white, but you know, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you have what I'm saying? These things don't talk to me. You have what I'm saying? Like, oh, this one and this creed and this yeshivish and this yichus and this. Yichus is a big thing. It's great. You know what I'm saying? But once you find that yichus is kosher, you know, all you need is kosher. You know, you don't need more than that. Oh, but it's blank. Okay. Yeah. And therefore, you know what I'm saying?
No mishilanus.
Mishilanu, mishilahem, mishel safta sheli, mazam shane. Now, ki adam tzair beofen tiv'i choshev al tovat atzmo. Umi she'eno mitchashev v'achalim. So first of all, we're very self-centered. So we think about ourselves and our immediate surroundings. Umi she'eno mitchashev v'achalim yesh lo gisha pesula l'chaim. A person who doesn't think about others, that is a puzzle outlook on life. וצריך עבודה עצמית גדולה כדי לתקן זאת. וייתן את הדעת על הזכות הגדולה של אהבת ישראל. tremendous zechut to love every kahal, every kehilah, every, you know, size, shape, stripe, creed in Am Yisrael. As long as they're legitimate. If they're not legitimate, then there's no mitzvah to love them. But if they're legitimate Jews, they're kehilah betoch Am Yisrael. So yeah, then you have to love them. Yeah. יכולני להעיד בעצמי שברוך השם אהבתי את כל החברים שלי, את התלמידים כבנים, את השכנים, מי שעשה כרצוני ומי שלא, תמיד אהבתי אותו. חמן ציון says, he's able to be made on himself that he loved everybody. His friends, his talmidim, his rebbeim, his neighbors, you know, the people who did what he wanted and the people that didn't do what he... They were just naim like that. ובכל אופן לא זכיתי לזה לבד. הייתי צריך להתאמץ על כך. Says, it didn't come easy. I had to work on it. You know what I'm saying? I had to work on it. ואומנם ואהבת לרעך זכיתי לקיים, אבל שיהיה כמוך ממש, זה עדיין צריך עבודה. ואהבת לרעך, that's step one. For it to be כמוך, you know what I'm saying? To actually love them like, you have to love every Jew like they're in your inner circle. Everybody's got their inner circle. The shaila is, you have to let other people in. זו עבודה שאינה קלה כלל. It's a very, very difficult עבודה. זה מחלוקת ראשונים, what exactly the parameters of מצוות ואהבת לרעך כמוך is. Actually loving them that much, doing good to them that much, not doing bad to them that... There's all sorts of parameters among the ראשונים, but whatever it is, you see the מושג is there. Broaden your horizons. Don't get stuck in like one form, one track Judaism. Like what? No. Meaning, yes, there is one form of Judaism. It's called Shemirat Torah Mitzvot, Halachic Judaism. That's the only valid kind. But once we've already determined that, and then you have people that grew up a little bit different than you, okay, so he says, you know, I say Tishbechata, he says Tishbehata. You know, okay, say that. You know what I'm saying? Say that. Let him in. Let him in. Let him in. It wasn't such a big rant. I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't a big deal. Anyway. Oy, it's a big... People get locked in and fixated on this never-ending Galut festival. They, like, can't break out. Do you know what I'm saying? No, my inner circle. That, you know what I'm saying? You're from Tehran, so I can't look at you. I'm saying... What and you're from what? What are you? What are you Swedish? What are you saying? You know what I'm saying? You have what I'm saying? These things are so petty. These things are stupid, and these people swear by them. They think I'm a blank. No, you're not. You're a Jew. I don't care where you came from. You know what I'm saying? And even you want to celebrate where you came from. A lot of these people, they celebrate where they came from. Like I don't know, you came from dirt. These places were the slums, and now you're out. What are you celebrating? Celebrate your Yahadut. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not cause for celebration. Integrate. Be one with Am Yisrael. Don't be insular. Don't be like... Again, I understand, like, yes, naturally it makes more sense. People like to hang out with people of similar upbringings, and usually they go out and marry people with similar cultures. But stop stigmatizing it. It's not one and done. Like, if you don't marry somebody from within the kehilah, then it's Yarek Valiava. What are you, stupid? What? You're laughing. Huh? No, I'm not talking about anybody in specific. I'm talking... Everybody has their thing. God forbid, you know what I'm saying? This one should marry, you know, a Moroccan should marry out of this, and a Syrian should marry an Ashkenazi. What? What are you saying? Where does that even come from? Why is that a thing? Kulanu b'nei yish echad nachnu. You know what I'm saying? If we're all halachic Jews, so what do you... That's...
They're culturally different.
So? So first of all, how culturally...
More compromised.
Can I ask you a question? If you were fresh off the boat, or maybe not even off the boat yet, whatever, like, you know, big language barrier, huge mustache, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I would understand, okay, you know, cultural differences, whatever. We're all already, you know what I'm saying, second, third, fourth generation Americans. You all speak the language, you know what I'm saying? So we eat a little bit different foods, and this one eats kitniot on Pesach, and this one doesn't, you know what I'm saying? It's not that anymore. Don't make it into something that it's not. It's not. You know what I'm saying? My father was born in Morocco. My father's African-American, for goodness sake. You know what I'm saying? My mother was born in Trenton, New Jersey to Romanian Holocaust survivors. You know what I'm saying? And here's me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm married a Bukharian woman, like Bukharian Jewish. Do you hop what I'm saying? These things are petty. Ki ha'adam yir'eh la'aynayim v'ashem yir'eh la'levav. People can only see skin deep. They see, you know, culture. People start, you know, there's a lot of people in the Jewish community today, they worship culture more than they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Culture first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu last. I am blank Jewish. You're not blank Jewish. You're not a blank Jew. Fill in the blank. Whatever you want to fill it in. No, you're not. You're a Jew whose galut happened to have originated in blank. Cares. That's a reason for superiority. That's a reason for this, you know, this stigma or this stereotyping, like, oh, you're not good enough. What? And you are? Yeah. What do you have to show for yourself? For your, yeah, we were in blank for 2 million years and that's how we stayed Jew. You saying? We are in a generation of kibbutz galuyot. Slowly but surely, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is picking us up and centralizing all of Am Yisrael, which is a tremendous zechut, which wasn't the case for 2,000 years of history since the Churban Bayit Sheni. Slowly but surely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is picking us up, Merba Kanfot Haaretz, and centralizing us in Eretz Yisrael and in America, and slowly, that's laying the groundwork for Bi'at Mashiach Tzidkenu. We're more centralized than we've ever been, so that when Mashiach comes, boom, we'll all hear the news and chick-chack. We'll all be back to Eretz Yisrael. And it's party time. No, you can't be my Mashiach because you're not blank. Do you know what I'm saying? You're setting yourself up for a fall. It's a terrible, terrible midah. You are so, and these people are so, they're not exposed to real Judaism. You can't be nehenah, you can't enjoy the plethora of Torah throughout all of the... Can you imagine if you have a thing against Ashkenazim, how much Torah you're missing? The Torah of Achenu Ashkenazim? And vice versa. If you limit yourself, you are only as good as your limitation. Remember that. If you're limited to, I'm blank, that's all you are, and you will never grow. You will be dwarfed for all eternity in your blank. You understand what I'm saying? Whether that is a Moroccan or a Syrian or an Ashkenaz, whatever, if you define yourself as that, then you're limited. You're stuck. It's wonderful to be proud of where you came from. That's all great. But if that's what you are, if that's how you define yourself, you're dwarfed. You're limited. You're handicapped forever. Whereas if you broaden your horizons and you say, no, I'm part of this wonderful kaleidoscopic tapestry of Am Yisrael that's comprised of so many different flavors, and you're exposing yourself to so much Torah, to so much Yirah, to so much Ahavat Hashem. Don't celebrate Galut. Prepare for and celebrate Geula. It's the only way. Don't limit yourself. I can't go out with that. I'm blank. You are what? You know what? What do you know? I am blank? What does that even mean? You know, it's also a form of gaiva. I understand back in wherever they came from, they needed that, you know, to kind of boost themselves up because they were in ghettos. And, you know, that's not the case anymore. Grow up. Let those things die. Mature. blend into, merge with Am Yisrael. You are not a blank Jew. You are a Jew, period. Let that sink in. Yom Tov.